Leah, we're a few days away from the start of Netball Europe. How have things been going in camp?
They've been really, really good. So I've been lucky enough to train with the Futures while the rest of the Roses were away at the Sandia Tour and in New Zealand. So for me, it was quite good to get to play with a lot of the players that I've never played with before, a lot of the youngsters. We have about 6 girls who will hopefully get their first cap at Netball Europe. So for me to be able to try and create connections with them and start working together with them, and also with Emily, the assistant coach. I've never been coached by her before, so it's good to obviously see what she's like as a coach, get some insight from her, and yeah, it's been really positive, and everyone's just really looking up for the future of England.
Are you including Josie Huckle as one of the youngsters there as well?
Well, Josie's not actually that much older than me, so I'm going to call her a youngster, definitely.
Very good. She'll be chuffed about that. England have always had a good track record at Netball Europe. I mean, we've witnessed it locally in Newcastle last year. How good is it to be playing games like this on home soil, as it were, with like minimal travel?
Oh, it's really good, and especially like you get to get, so for example, this week we have 5 games in the space of 4 days, and obviously if you do that, you just can't physically do that when you go abroad, so it makes it a nice, short, quick tour. You don't get the hassle of jet lag, and it's really good not having to travel so far, and it's just a really nice, friendly tournament, and it's good to play against the teams and see how the home countries are improving and pushing us on each year.
Tickets are obviously priced at £5 and £10 for these events, and to some extent, do they attract a different type of netball crowd?
I think so. I think we get a lot more locals, a lot more schools. I know when I obviously played in Newcastle last year, there was a lot of people that could afford to come, and especially for an international game, it was really good, and they got to see some great international stars, not just from England, but also from really experienced Northern Irish team, the Scottish team. So for audiences to be able to come see that, I just think it's fantastic, and especially, like you say, at such a good price, like £5, £10, it's amazing.
And you'd have seen a lot of Team Northumbria fans there as well.
Yeah, definitely. Last year was just, I'm not going to lie, that is definitely my highlight of not just my international career, but my netball career, being able to play on your home soil. And I still remember to this day one of the girls saying, Leo, you got a bigger cheer coming on court than when England went on court. So I think, it was really good. And there was a lot of TN fans there, which I really appreciated.
I was there, and I can definitely vouch for that, all right?
Yeah.
How important do you think it is to get these matches against Scotland and Wales as part of Netball Europe ahead of the Commonwealth next year?
Oh, I think it's huge. Like, I think you'll see, especially this year, the development of the home countries has been phenomenal, and the experience of some of these teams. And I just think for us, it's obviously we've got such a young squad coming through, and we've got so much talent, and I think being able to have these opportunities to be able to get them to step on court is just fantastic, and it gives us experience when some of us aren't ready to step up against the top teams in the world, and so it allows us to kind of have that transition period, and also for some people to experience what a tour is like. I know that was my first tour with England last year, and it was a good tour to kind of break into what this is what is expected when you go on tour, this is how you're kind of treated, etc. So I think it is a great competition, and I'm really looking forward to it.
And the game time is vital as well, because they maybe have changed the tactics a little, or just the whole approach to games against England, given where we are now.
Yeah, definitely. I think you can start seeing what teams are going to put out their squads for com games and what talent they've got in. And, yeah, for us, it's just to give that kind of exposure to some of our youngsters and for them to know, actually, this is what it takes to play against other countries at a senior level. And I think one of the exciting things as well is the fact we get to play against Fiji this year. They've been invited into Netball Europe. So, again, they'll obviously play a completely different game to what Scotland, Northern Ireland and Wales do.
Are they a bit of an unknown?
Yeah, I know. Well, they did just have a tour against South Africa, so obviously we could see scores and stuff, but we're not really wary of many of their players, what the team looks like, how they play netball. Unless you look, obviously, back on old games that England have played against them in the past. So they are definitely an unknown, and we definitely can't underestimate them. And we've got to be prepared, like I said, that there'll be a totally different type of team that we'll come up against in the past. So, yeah.
You missed a chunk of the league last year, didn't you? But how have things been progressing for you?
yeah, it's been good. Being part of the Roses program, was able to get myself as fit and as strong as I needed to be upon my return, and I felt really good when I came back into it. I'm really looking forward to stepping back on the court. I think just physically and mentally, I've been allowed that time to kind of get to where I need to be. Yeah, I'm excited for it. I missed a lot of the season. So obviously this will be only my second proper competitive match since I got injured and was out for the season. So it'll be just a step for me in the right direction, and I'm looking forward to it.
Next season, next year, it's a while away. Have you had any thoughts about that yet?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's going to be a really interesting season. I just think that the excitement and the introduction of the new teams this year was fantastic, and I think it really lifted the profile of the NSL, and I'm really ready to be back on that NSL court. I love the NSL season, and there's a lot of experienced players coming back into the league from abroad, and I just think it's going to really push the profile of the league, and yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. Can't wait to get back to competing week after week.